Imagine a text so powerful it shaped early Christianity, yet vanished from Western knowledge for over 1,000 years. The Book of Enoch stands as one of history's most enigmatic religious works, discovered in Ethiopia in 1773 after centuries of obscurity. Though excluded from most biblical canons, this mysterious text was once revered by early Christians and certain Jewish sects. Its influence is undeniable. Over 100 phrases and concepts from Enoch appear in the New Testament, with the Epistle of Jude directly quoting it. Today, this ancient wisdom experiences a remarkable revival, with millions drawn to its accounts of fallen angels, cosmic secrets, and divine judgment, finding in its pages answers to questions that feel increasingly urgent in our uncertain world. The narrative begins with celestial watchers leaving heaven, drawn by desire for human women. Led by Semjaza and Azazel, 200 angels descended to Mount Hermon and swore to pursue their forbidden desires. They took human wives and produced hybrid offspring called Nephilim, giants who consumed resources before turning against humanity, devouring humans until the earth itself accused these lawless beings. The Watchers introduced forbidden knowledge to humanity. Azazel taught metalworking, weaponry, jewelry crafting, and cosmetics, bringing both warfare and vanity to human culture. Others taught enchantments, astrology, and weather manipulation, violating cosmic boundaries with these divine secrets. As corruption spread, archangels brought humanity's pleas to God. Divine judgment followed. Azazel was bound in darkness, the giants were set against each other in civil war, and Semjaza and his associates were imprisoned under the earth. This narrative suggests an alternative origin of evil, celestial beings deliberately introducing corruption through forbidden knowledge and genetic manipulation. Unlike most biblical figures who receive divine messages through dreams or visions, Enoch physically journeys through cosmic realms, witnessing the architecture of creation firsthand. His journey begins in a place of flaming fire, where he observes treasuries of stars, thunder, fiery arrows, and waters of life. He beholds wind storehouses, earth's foundations, and 7 magnificent mountains, 3 eastward of healing stone, pearl, and jacinth, 3 southward of redstone, and a middle mountain reaching heaven like God's throne. Enoch witnesses a throne-like summit where the Holy Great One will sit when visiting earth with goodness. Nearby stands a fragrant tree whose fruit will nourish the elect after judgment, granting long life without sorrow, foreshadowing concepts of eternal reward. His journey spans multiple heavens containing imprisoned angels, paradise with flowering trees, celestial bodies, fallen watchers, monitoring angels, and God's throne itself. This cosmic tour reveals the universe as a meticulously ordered creation where every element follows divine patterns, transforming Enoch into a witness to both heaven and earth. Throughout Enoch, divine judgment appears as an inescapable reality. Unlike texts emphasizing mercy, Enoch presents a universe where accountability is absolute and cosmic balance requires judgment of individuals, supernatural beings, and nations. Enoch witnesses 4 hollow compartments in Western regions where souls await judgment: righteous souls near a bright spring, sinners who died without earthly justice, murdered souls crying for vindication, and transgressors destined for eternal torment. For the wicked, a deep valley filled with burning fire awaits. Rebellious angels led by Azazel face iron chains and a burning furnace, images that influenced later Christian concepts of hell. Judgment extends to nations through geopolitical prophecies, particularly concerning Parthians and Medes who will attack God's elect before their alliance collapses. The Son of Man emerges as judgment's executor, a being chosen by the Lord of Spirits who embodies righteousness. Pre-existent yet destined to appear at the crucial moment, he will overthrow kings. This imagery influenced New Testament Christology, especially Jesus' self-designation. Enoch presents judgment not as arbitrary punishment, but as necessary restoration of cosmic order. Enoch's most significant contribution is its messianic theology centered on the Elect One, a figure whose attributes profoundly influenced early Christian understanding of Jesus Christ. This Elect One existed before the creation of sun, stars, and heavens, echoing John's Gospel. He serves as a staff to the righteous, light to the Gentiles, and hope to the troubled. Chosen and hidden before creation, he will be worshipped by all. When he appears, kings trusting in wealth will burn like straw and sink like lead before the righteous. In him dwells the spirit of wisdom, insight, understanding, might, and the spirit of those who died in righteousness. He judges secret things with perfect wisdom, unmatched in canonical Hebrew scriptures. Enoch sees him seated on a throne of glory, whose mouth's word slays sinners. The righteous shall rise, clothed in garments of life, dwelling forever with the Son of Man. This messianic theology bridges Jewish apocalypticism and Christian Christology, showing how early Christians reconciled Jewish monotheism with Jesus' divinity through a pre-existing framework. Enoch contains detailed astronomical information presented as divine revelation. These sections demonstrate sophisticated celestial knowledge wrapped in mythological language, functioning partly as an astronomical treatise, remarkable given its antiquity from at least the 2nd century BCE. Guided by angel Uriel, Enoch learns the laws governing heavenly luminaries. He describes the sun's yearly cycle through 12 doors, causing seasonal daylight changes, a metaphor for the sun's movement along the ecliptic. The text provides precise measurements of daylight fluctuations throughout the year, with the sun completing its cycle in exactly 364 days, significant in Jewish calendrical traditions. The moon receives equal attention. Its phases change monthly, with full brightness equaling 1/7 of the sun's. Enoch's calculations demonstrate mathematical sophistication. 3 years contain 1,092 days, 5 years, 1,820 days, and 8 years, 2,912 days, revealing awareness of lunar-solar cycle relationships. This 364-day solar calendar, favored by sects like the Essenes, divided the year into exactly 52 weeks, convenient for religious observances following 7-day cycles. Beyond practicality, these revelations demonstrate divine order, with celestial bodies maintaining ordained orbits, cosmic precision that becomes a metaphor for moral order in a universe governed by divine intelligence. Enoch's transformation into Metatron represents one of religious literature's most dramatic examples of human apotheosis, elevating him to second only to God in the celestial hierarchy. God brings Enoch to heaven as witness against humanity's wickedness. When angels question a mortal's ascension, God declares, "I delight more in this one than in all of you together," establishing Enoch as their prince and ruler. In heaven, Enoch undergoes physical metamorphosis from flesh to spirit. His body transforms into glowing fire flesh, becoming flames, muscles turning to fire, bones to juniper coals, and limbs to fiery wings. This fiery transformation represents both purification and illumination. God grants Enoch cosmic attributes, growing to world-sized dimensions, receiving 72 wings covering the world, and gaining 365 eyes matching the solar year. God creates a throne for him similar to the throne of glory and names him the Lesser Yahweh, marking his unique status as God's primary representative. This transformation illustrates ultimate human potential, transcending mortality into celestial glory through righteousness, a vision that profoundly influenced later mystical traditions, especially Kabbalah.